60 years ago, when Phyllis Sheffield ventured by boat with her aunt into the Florida Everglades to photograph Miccosukee Indians, little did she know she was capturing Florida history. In the 1930s, Phyllis Sheffield was just a teenager learning the ropes of photography from her mother's sister, Florence Stiles Randall, who owned a small studio in Coconut Grove, when a young Miccosukee woman walked into the studio to sell mulberries that she carried in her homemade palmetto basket. Phyllis and her Aunt Flossie bought some berries and ended up photographing the young Miccosukee woman. And that studio photo session led to a series of boat trips into the Everglades that Phyllis says she'll never forget.
You know, but here, let me show you the photographs. I brought the box out. These are some of the ones that the Smithsonian will have. They're the originals.
So they don't have them yet.
Poring over negatives and rare prints from her 60-year-old collection at her present home in Palatka, Phyllis, now 79, is still thrilled about her role in capturing the early Miccosukee Indians on an old 5x7 box camera.
It was very exciting, and we got to like the people, and we knew that they hadn't been recorded. And I think in the back of our minds, we knew that it was history we were recording, but we didn't realize that we were some of the few people that were doing it.
Phyllis says she always considered herself adventurous. After all, her parents paved the way for her back in 1914. That's when they sold their North Dakota farm and took a 2-year trek down the Missouri and Mississippi rivers to begin a new life in southern Florida.
Here you have another whole story, because they ran what was called a sea-bottom boat that was the first boat in Florida to show the bottom of the coral reefs. When he stopped that, why, he started running a banana boat into the Bahamas. So I think he was adventuresome, very. I think some people are born with those kind of genes.
No wonder it didn't seem unusual to Phyllis Sheffield to be a woman engineering a boat into the wild Florida Everglades in the 1930s to photograph the Miccosukees.
We knew we were on an adventure, but we had no fear of these Seminoles because the ones that came in the Miccosukees, because the ones that came in the studio were so gentle.
Phyllis and her aunt often took along gifts for their photo subjects, everything from candy and picture books to combs and even a sewing machine. The gifts made getting smiles on camera a little easier. The challenge was toting the old camera gear to their swampy photo shoots.
It was heavy equipment. We had a great big old wooden tripod, and they always carried a reflector along in case we wanted the light thrown some other place than it was. And you couldn't see on the ground glass, upside down ground glass. And you had to be able to see to focus it, so you put black cloth over your head. You must have seen the pictures of people doing this. Well, that's the way we took these photographs. This is just two cute little girls that I should show on the board more often. But I don't have that much room on the board. Oh, here's our little sick.
Phyllis recalls how word about the photos spread through the tribe, and how on subsequent trips, many of the Miccosukees seemed to encourage the two women to take their pictures, sometimes even striking a pose before being asked.
We were coming up Snapper Creek and saw this girl bathing her baby on the beach on the edge of the shore. And I said, "Oh, Auntie, there's a Madonna." So we pulled into the edge and we got out of the boat, and with much labor and while we took the camera out, you know, we kept talking to her, and she was ignoring us. But we could tell that she was posing. She posed, I mean, bathing her baby. And she just kept bathing that arm and that hand. And we set the camera up and kept talking to her, and she kept ignoring us. And it took us a good 15, 20 minutes. It even gave me time to go around and make the halo on the back of her head, you know, with the reflector. And as soon as we took the photograph, she got up and left. But that was the cleanest baby in the Everglades, I can tell you that.
Phyllis titled that photograph Madonna. There are photos she's named Friends of two young Miccosukee girls, all smiles. And there's Brave Hunter, named for the young man posing with his parents' slingshot. But some of the pictures are tough for her to talk about, even today.
It's a very sad photo for me, and this practically is the only one I've printed from it, because the little baby over the man's shoulder there died very shortly after that. And I think it was just measles. She died of because she had spots on her at the time.
For nearly 60 years, the historical Miccosukee photos stayed in storage in her Aunt Flossie's home. Not until Flossie died in 1987 at the age of 96 did Phyllis remember them.
You sure you want to see all this packing in here? And I did this getting ready for the Maitland show. There you go. How about that? These are all this front part of the Miccosukee photos, and then the back part are my chart paintings.
And Phyllis has traveled to art shows across Florida for years, displaying and selling watercolor drawings of old maps and nautical charts. Her bread and butter, she says. She only added the Miccosukee photos to her shows in recent years. Unfortunately, because she didn't realize the historical significance of the negatives sooner, many were lost.
And when I finally took out the negatives, I'd lost about 50 with mildew and things. You know, I didn't have enough sense to take good care of them. See, nobody said, Phyllis and Auntie Flossie, you're out here shooting history. For heaven's sake, take care of those negatives. No one ever said that.
When Phyllis decided to do something about preserving the negatives, she made an offer to the Smithsonian.
I took my pictures up to them just a couple of years ago. And they were excited about them, and their group down in Washington, I took them to the Indian Museum in New York. But I told them if I was going to give them my 5x7 negatives, that I before I was gone, I wanted to see a show. And I wanted them to hang a show. And they agreed in the letter that they would hang a show.
Phyllis says she hopes to see a Smithsonian show with her Miccosukee photos within the next year. There's even been some talk from various parties about doing a book or even a calendar with the old photos. As she nears her 80th birthday, she plans to slow down on the art show circuit, but won't sit still. A trip to Mexico is next on her agenda. She's already traveled to China and Russia. And, oh, there's a trip planned for next summer. What else more appropriate for the adventurous Phyllis Sheffield but a trip down the Nile River? For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.